What is this? Someone washed up on the shore. Human, by the looks of it. 'Tis storm season. I wonder if the ship was destroyed. Ah, she's still breathing. Excellent. Excellent. You want to help me carry her back? No, no. That's not necessary. I can handle it myself. But you can go back to the city and fetch the healers. Prepare a space for our errant visitor. Eat with my gear. One human isn't enough to weigh me down. I'll carry her back on my own. Good, good. Be off then. You've taken your training so well, placing your faith in your captain without even a second thought. Good girl. I'll have to reward you later. Now, as for you, my friend, let me get a good look at you. These clothes. You aren't just another merchant, are you? This might be my chance. How fortunate for me. I can't let you run around on your own. No, no. Someone like you is quite the rarity. A human in our lands. All of you are so shy, save the merchants. And they're no fun, only here to peddle their wares and collect their coin. I'm so jealous of our soldiers and mercenaries. They get to travel the world, do battle with all sorts of vicious monsters. And inevitably, they bring home a husband or wife. It's glorious. But my lot in life is to stay here and train those warriors. Look at me. I must be lonely. To stand here and prattle away at someone who can't even hear me. I should get you back to the city, shouldn't I? I am going to let you in on a little secret, though. I may have told my partner to prepare a space for you, but in truth, I'm gonna take you back to my home. Let's see if you're even half as interesting as you appear to me. I was right. I can carry you on my own. Not that much of a surprise, given the difference in our size. Now, off we go. You'd best be worth it, girl. I don't think I've ever had to talk so fast in my life. Really? Questioning their own captain. Maybe it's time for the guards to get a bit of retraining. Well, let's get you set down in my room. Somewhere nice and comfy. And out of view. The younger guards are far too nosy for their own good. Don't need them peeking into the windows of my quarters and spotting you. Here. This'll be good. I spared no expense for a good night's rest. That was a workout and a half. Even if you are easy to carry, it's quite the walk up from the coast. I had to cool off, get something to eat and drink. I should probably get enough for both of us. Let me get out of my gear first. Freedom. Now, you stay right here, and I'll get some food and tea on for us. I'm sure you're famished after whatever you went through. There. Well done. Let's see if this wakes you up. The flowers and herbs in the island, they create quite the aromatic experience. We regularly use it for the sick and wounded to get them back on their feet faster. I know you can't exactly follow along right now, but hopefully, if I put this right here, you'll get a good whiff of it just from breathing naturally. Feel the warmth of the tea on your face and breathe deep in the aroma. I can see your body reacting to it. Open your eyes. I know you can do it. You can hear me, can't you? There you go. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Here, take a drink. You'll feel better. It should be cool enough for you by now. It's a simple tea made from the plants on the island. Yes. There. Drink as much as you want. I made plenty. Would you like something to eat? Fruit? Nuts? Fish? I've got a few different plates here. You can eat your fill. All of it. Of course. Take as much as you'd like. My, you're absolutely voracious. Do all humans eat like this? I don't have much experience with your kind. No. I see. You must just be starving from whatever happened to you. Where are you? You're in my house. Simple as that. I found you washed up on the shore while on a patrol. Since you can talk again, would you mind telling me what happened to you? What was the last thing you recall? My guess was that your ship was caught in the recent storms. Your ship was destroyed by a monster. No, are you sure? What kind of ship were you aboard? A merchant ship. No, we've never had any sightings of any beasts in the surrounding oceans that could destroy a ship of that size. Are you certain? I see. I'll have to speak with the queen of this. Perhaps you would be willing to join me and share everything you can recall. Not now, of course. You must rest. But once you're back on your feet. Good. Of course, I don't mean to be pushy. I simply have a duty to my people. I'm sure you understand. I take it. That means you're a merchant, then? Though, pardon me, you certainly aren't dressed the part. You aren't? Then, what were you doing aboard a merchant vessel? Are you a bodyguard? You paid for passage to travel the world? Ah, an adventurer, then. In that case, what brings you to our land? The Southern Isles don't get much in the way of travelers. The islands are merely a stop on your journey. I see. How unfortunate. Well, now that you're here, you'll have to take in the sights while you recover. You'll get to see some of the finest things that we elves have to offer. Yes, I am an elf. Is there something odd about what I said? I look different than the elves you're used to. Ah, yes, yes. You must be from the Great Plains in the north, then. Or even, perhaps the mountains beyond that. Yes. We typically keep it to ourselves, aside from offering our services to other nations in times of need. Though, we do have a fair few envoys between our land and those bookworms that hide in the mountains. Why, we wouldn't even have half our equipment without their assistance. In any case, elves come in all shapes and sizes. You may be used to the willowy folk of the forest, but around here, you'll find naught but warriors. How's your meal, by the way? You seem to have absolutely demolished it. I can get you more, if you'd like. A woman of my station has offered everything I could ask for. And so long as you're my guest, that extends to you as well. Who am I? My name is Arena. And I am both the captain of the guard and the marshal of our army. I am responsible for the security of our country, whether it be training our warriors, leading our guards and soldiers, or investigating threats to our otherwise peaceful lives. It's impressive. I'm glad you think so. Though I'm sure you have your fair share of exciting stories from your travels. Oh, come now. Don't be so modest. Perhaps, while you're recovering, you'll tell me of your travels, yes? That's a good girl. You blushed when I called you that. Does a young lady like you enjoy being praised? Your face is even more flushed now. My, my, my. I didn't expect that sort of reaction out of you. Oh, how precious. I just want to pat your head now. Oh, I can't resist. You're so cute. Good girl. Good girl. Look at you squirming in the bed. That's exactly what I want. What do I mean by that? Oh, nothing. Nothing. Just thinking aloud to myself. Here, if you're done with your meal, I can set aside for you. Don't worry about me. I ate while you were asleep. There. Now how about... that look on your face. The way you gaze up at me. My, my. You're just like a kitten looking at its master. Really now. I thought you were an adventurer. Traveling the world for glory. Is that the case? Or are you merely a lost kitten? Can't even form words, can you? Oh, did you need a strong elf mommy to take you back to her home? You know, I can show you delights that no human woman ever could, my dear. So, what do you say, my little pet. Good, good. That's what I want to hear. Do your best to entertain me. If you do well, I'll introduce you to a whole new world you can explore. I suppose that we can explore together. Spread your legs for me, my dear. I have never had a chance to be with a human before, and I want to see what you've got to offer me. This bone. Really now? You're still recovering from a shipwreck, and you're already this excited. May I? Good. No hesitation. I like that. That's big. Bigger than I'd seen in the books. No, no. This is my first time seeing a real one. There's always toys, but... well, there's practically no way to fuck on the island. Sure, there's those boring merchants, but they only care about money. There's no heat or passion there. That's right. You're one of the few. Along with a handful of wives that our mercenaries and soldiers brought home. While the other elves can breed with their own, we can't. Maybe it's a cruel curse in the gods. But we need to fuck other races to keep our numbers up. You're cock-twitched. Do you like the idea of that? You've only just met me, and you already want to mate with me. Such a good, honest girl. But you're gonna have to hold out. I'm a picky lady. I need a good partner. Your willingness to listen to me, and be my pet. That's already a mark in your favor. And being an adventurer makes you interesting. But that alone isn't enough. I need to play with you. See if you'll satisfy me. What am I going to do to you? That's simple. I want to play with your dick. Feel it in my hand. And, well, let's be realistic. Even if I did want to ride you into the bed right now, you're not in any shape for that. So you're going to lay back and let me have my way with you, yes? That's what I thought. My, you're such a good girl. Here, I'll even reward you. You've been staring at my tits for a good while now, haven't you? Why don't you get yourself a good look? They're beautiful. I know. I work hard to take care of myself, after all. Never know when someone's going to just fall into my lap. I've got me ready. And speaking of falling into my lap, you're going to do exactly that. These breasts you like so much, they're yours for the night. Treat them well. Here, I'll pull you into my lap. Look, my breasts are mere inches from your face. You can suck on them, if you so desire. Oh, God. Yes, that's good. You're so eager. I like that a lot. And this cock seems eager too. It's ready for me. I've barely even touched it. And your cock's already leaking for me. Good girl. Then in that case, Mama's gonna take care of you. I've even got a little surprise for you. I've got a small jar of massage oil, and I bet it would feel oh so good on your hard cock. What do you think? Good. Good. Let's give it a try, my dear. How does that feel? Do you like that? Your cock is getting even harder in my hands. Good, good. Lose yourself in the oil. It's all right. I'm gonna take real good care of you, yes. And you can rest here and enjoy my breasts as much as you want. Pull it back. Oh, that's nice. Oh, it's been so long since I had my breasts sucked. The girls are good for it, but it's just not the same. Your dick is so hot and hard in my hand. And there's so much pre-cum coming out of the tip. It's mixing in the oil. Oh, what a shame. But maybe I'll get the taste of myself later. Oh, that feels so good. 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 Yeah, drink from Mama's breast. Oh, that feels good. Good, 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 good. Oh, I needed this. Looks like you can barely contain yourself either. Oh, are you already enjoying the oil that much? Oh, it's so slippery and slick and warm. Feeling your hot cock twitching in my hand. It's so good. Good. Oh, you're such a good girl, Ella. Yes. Suck as hard as you want. It's all right. Tonight, my breasts belong to you alone. It feels so good. Don't stop. You're sucking them. Oh, this is so hard. Do you think you're gonna get milk out of them? Yes. Good. Good. Oh. I can feel your cock throbbing and pulsing in my hand. You want to come so bad, don't you? Oh, but not yet. Oh, and I can hold out longer. Do your best for me. Hold out. Hold out as long as you can. Oh, hold out till I'm satisfied. God. You're such a good girl. Yes, you're such a good girl, Hella. You seem to be enjoying yourself, but I think it's time we take it up a notch. I'm gonna really test you. I'm gonna see exactly how long you hold out for me. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? I can feel you moaning into my breast. You really enjoying this, aren't you? You're sucking so hard. You're so good. Yes. Yes, don't stop. Don't stop. Your legs are tightening up. And your hot breath belongs against me. You're trying so hard to hold back from me, aren't you? You're trying so hard for mama. Hold back. And you can hold out longer. I know you can. I know you can hold out. Yes. Good. 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 Yes. That feels so good for me. My nipples are so sensitive. Suck harder. You don't have to hold back on me. You don't have to be gentle. God. 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 It feels so good. I want to make you come so bad. I want to make you come so bad. God, 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 God. You're gonna come soon, aren't you? I can feel it. I can feel it. You've held out so long for me. You've been working so hard for me, haven't you? Then do it. Do it. Do it. Come for me. Come. Pour all of it out for me. Come for me. Yes. Good. 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 Yes. Yes. More. Give me everything. Yes. Good. There. God. Good. You're coming so much. There's so much cum. Yeah. Good. Good. God. What a mess. Good girl. You came so much for me. I can't wait to find out what it tastes like. Delicious. Salty, but with a nice tang to it. Oh, I almost regret not drinking it straight from your deck. But there's always next time, yes? You did so good for me. I can't quite say I'm convinced yet, but you've caught my interests. We'll have to see what the days ahead have in store for us. I think you'll like it here on the islands. I expect it'll take a few days for you to recover, at the very least. What do I plan on doing? Well, I need to file a report. Tell people you actually exist. Thankfully, I'm not too worried about the others trying to snatch you away. After all, I did get to you first. And other than that, things are peaceful lately. Maybe I'll put in a request for a few days of leave. I can spend the entire time with you, taking care of you, and enjoying you in other ways. We can get to properly know each other. After that, who knows? Seems like your body is finally calming back down. Should have a rag around here somewhere to clean this mess up. There. That's better. Bit of a waste. But it won't be the last time, will it, my dear? You keep telling me exactly what I want to hear. Good girl. Keep that up, and maybe I will keep you for myself. Feels like a waste to stop here for the night, though. You're already on my lap, after all. And while I may not be a doctor, I do like to think I have a good bedside manner. You worked awfully hard for me, so I should return the favor. But what to do? You know, one of my soldiers was hurt by an animal once. I kept her company for the evening. I let her rest her head in my lap, and I stroked her hair until she fell asleep. Just because I'm a warrior doesn't mean I can't have a soft side, does it? So, how does that sound to you? Good, good. Then, you just relax and let Mama take care of you. Yes? There. How does that feel? Is that good for you? Sleep.